There's a lot of Irish in this neighborhood. It's kind of when we saw this building available, we thought this would be a good place for an Irish pub.
Fred Billings opened the Irish Coffee Pub 23 years ago. Yes, there is a pub, but there are also a number of dining areas and party rooms.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
There are always celebrations and plenty of comfort food, and don't underestimate Irish cuisine.
Traditionally, think of the corned beef and cabbage, and that's about as far as it goes, but there's a lot more to it.
But rest assured, Leo Harrington, the chef and co-owner, serves up plenty of corned beef and cabbage, among other Irish items.
And I grew up cooking, actually, with my mom back in Ireland, watching her making homemade bread and scones and soups.
And one soup calls on an Irish staple, potatoes. Leo uses baking potatoes, cuts them into chunks, to which he adds parsley, scallions, and pepper, plus chicken stock. He brings that to a boil and lightly mashes the potatoes.
The chunks of potatoes that you break off is the natural thickening agent.
He then adds some heavy cream. The soup thickens even more, and it's cream of spud, hearty enough to be a meal on its own. But save room for a Guinness. Peter Bolfin's been behind the bar since 1984.
So you probably know how to pour a Guinness.
I would think so.
There's an art to it, isn't there?
Yes, patience.
Patience.
It's pour and wait for it to settle. Pour and wait again. Pour, wait, and finally, sip.
The atmosphere is very Irish, you know. A lot of times they have the music on. It's great.
In the lilt of Irish laughter.